PA. I love that. It's called I Can't Stay Mad at You. It's the Fundies. The Fundies, of course, Brittany Haas from Crooked Still, Rachel and Bridget from Lake Street Dive, and Margaret Glaspie, a little side project. By the way, new Lake Street Dive music coming next week, too, from what I understand from the record company. Hopefully that will come true. We heard new music from Glenn Hansard from his latest solo release, Between Two Shores. It was Roll On Slow. Tune Yards in there, James McMurtry, too, and a little bit of classic music from The Who that we'll dedicate to the guy sitting to my right. I'm Danny Preston.
Hey, I'm Frank Chythlick, and if you caught the theme, it was something about a bus, and I was having some bus issues this morning. I'm a little embarrassed to say I got on the wrong one, but I still got here, so that's magic if I've ever heard of that.
So if you're a little bit out of breath, I would say that's cool, and it's I would just append that with too much magic bus.
Too much magic bus.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. So this is a part of the show we call Our Community on Morning Line, and we talk about different events happening in our community. Got a few things on the list, and one of the things that we want to talk about is the Ita Ina Friendship Gathering. That's coming up March 3rd at the Denina Center. There's something else happening tonight, which sounds super exciting. Got a guest in the studio.
I would say more than super exciting, too. Thanks very much, Frank. So happy to welcome back to the program Melissa Shaganoff. Melissa is the Anchorage Museum Curator of Contemporary Indigenous Art and Culture. So, huge, huge event happening tonight. Tell us about it. Good morning, first of all. Thanks for coming in.
Well, it's again, good morning.
You're going to have a long day.
Yeah, that's okay. So we're going to be doing an event all around these women who traveled together to Standing Rock from Alaska. It's called Curated Conversations, Indigenous Women and Activism. And then later that evening, we'll be doing a screening of the film Awake, which is a film about Standing Rock from an Indigenous perspective made by Digital Smoke Signals.
Okay. And you have, there's a whole bunch of different people that are going to be coming in and talking, actually.
Yeah. So the film screening's been planned for quite a while, but this last couple months, we once I came onto the museum, we thought that it would be a good idea to talk to Indigenous people about their personal experiences at Standing Rock. And these women, some of them are very close to me, as in my family. From Chickaloon, we have Lisa Wade and Carrie Shaganoff, my auntie. And then we also have Faith Gimmel, Vi Wahi, and Mita DeWitt.
Yeah, I think of the Moose Creek Salmon Project and things, and Chickaloon's been so active, and Lisa Wade and other folks for, gosh, over a decade now, I guess.
Well, yeah, the last 20, 25 years.
Okay, so there's really a personal investment when it comes into thinking about the sanctity of water and how much water is life in Indigenous communities and beyond. And I'm imagining these folks who were active in dappled in all the things that happened in conjunction with making this film have a really big investment, and it's a subject really close to their hearts.
Yeah, so, I mean, Indigenous activism is something that's been part of the Indigenous experience since contact, really. People have been trying to protect their land and their environment for so long, and so these women have, been involved in activism in different sort of facets throughout their whole life, and we really want to just highlight the way people stand together, speaking with these women and preparing for this conversation, you realize that people are really just trying to support each other in what's important in their future. Something that that Vi Wahi told me about that really stuck with me is that, women are really the first environment in which our future lives in and which our future is going to sustain. And environmental work is a natural thing for women, which is why we're focusing on these women who went because they've devoted their lives to protecting land, culture, and water.
So I have to wrap my head around that a little bit, because that is a very powerful notion or imagery of women as the first environment.
Yeah, and it's such a beautiful notion, and I keep saying it, but it's Vi Wahi's words, as a mother and grandmother and an advocate for her people and her land, but it really, I feel, encompasses the whole spirit of what these women have been doing their entire lives.
How did these women all get together? Was it some sort of a spontaneous thing, or was it a lot of planning?
Well, it was actually, so Faith Gimmel was working for, I believe, Red Oil at the time, and she's another person who's devoted her whole life to activism and protection of land. And she invited these women. She knew, you know, the indigenous community is a large community, but it's a small community, and it's the people who you know are the strong people. And she hand-selected all these individuals to invite them to Standing Rock. And, you know, when she talking to her about that selection, she talks about, you know, well, we came there, we knew that we needed to help, and we knew that we needed to bring women, because women are the supporters, women are the nurturers, and women are the ones who are going to take care of people in the camp. And Faith Gimmel has been was part of Standing Rock for a very long time, and really on the front lines of, you know, even the aggression and, you know, everything that was going on there in ceremony, you know, and dealing with that entire whole process of Standing Rock.
It's 8:32. If you're just joining us, it is the Morning Line program here on 90.3 KMBA. Melissa Shaganoff from the Anchorage Museum joins us this morning. Two big events, tandem events, related events happening tonight at the museum. 6 o'clock this evening, it's a curated conversation of Indigenous Women in Action, and then that's followed at 7 o'clock by a screening of the film Awake, A Dream from Standing Rock. So a lot of things happening tonight at the museum that are going to happen pretty quickly. One thing that caught my eye, certainly, it's almost, well, it's sort of stating the obvious from the museum's press release, is the sentence, the marginalization of Indigenous people is a common narrative. What sort of a role does that narrative play in the conversations about water, about the environment, about Standing Rock, and about the involvement of women?
Well, you know, I wrote that line. And, you know, thinking about why it is that we're focusing on discussing these topics, it's so related to Alaska, and there's so many parallels between what Standing Rock went through and is going through, continuing to go through, and what is happening here in Alaska. You know, and these are issues that are important to all Alaska Native peoples. You know, just our panel are from all over Alaska. You know, and it's really beautiful, you know, when you see people come together and support each other. And, you know, I think that this fight is something that's, you know, it's going to be something that these women are going to work through their entire lives, and they're going to stand for their entire lives. And I think it's really important to give them the platform in which they can talk about their experience at Standing Rock, but then also their own work and what it is they're doing here in Alaska.
And that narrative really is ongoing for so many different reasons, but not the least of which is the political, social, and economic hot potato that Standing Rock is again, or still. Are the women making more plans to get involved in DAPL and Standing Rock?
Oh, I'm sure that they're still part of that. You know, I'll let them speak about that tonight, you know,
yeah,
for themselves.
Yeah, you got to be there. Don't give it away.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, one thing that I do really appreciate is that we're doing this, you know, before the film. You know, it came on to the idea that, you know, we want to give the community a good perspective and an Indigenous perspective, you know, or give them an Indigenous perspective on Standing Rock. And the film Awake, it's done by an Indigenous media group, Digital Smoke Signals. And I think that, you know, it's important to talk to people who actually experience that, you know, so it brings you closer to home, because it's closer to home than we all think. You know, and I just really appreciate, too, you know, working for the museum and the fact that we're going to be able to have these discussions, you know, without fear or without prejudice, that we're talking about this, you know, really heated discussion. And, you know, these curated conversations, they're a series of facilitated sort of discussions that revolve around issues that directly relate to Alaska and directly relate to Indigenous people. And I think that it's really important that, you know, that we're doing this in a really public way and allowing these women to talk about work that, you know, they don't always get to talk about, and that struggle of what it's like to be an activist or advocate, you know. So, yeah.
I think it is a brilliant, that the curated talk is a brilliant conceptual framework for setting up the film and putting it in context for people who just walk in cold to view it.
Yeah, yeah, you know, it really, you know, all these women, I remember when my auntie called me up, and it was like before Thanksgiving, and she was telling me that she was going to Standing Rock, you know, and it just brought it that much closer for me, and really kind of seeing and hearing about this experience, you know, you see through social media and you see through the way that they share, but you really see it in the work that they do. You know, these women, they're involved in, you know, in activism in all sort of different facets. You know, you have cultural revitalization, which is an act of activism. You know, it really is. And, you know, because you're going against the grain or going against the larger sort of group that's in charge of what it is that we're teaching our children. You know, and then you have, you know, people who are fighting against coal, fighting against offshore drilling, fighting against their people being continually exposed to, you know, radioactive cancers and, you know, things like that. And all these women, you know, have a story that it's important to share. And, you know, it's five people, so it's going to go quick. But I think that it also kind of just makes them a bit more visible, you know, to maybe an audience that hasn't seen them before.
It's a don't miss twofer tonight at the Anchorage Museum. And half price tonight, too.
Yeah.
Half price, very cool. It is the film screening, Awake, A Dream from Standing Rock. That's at 7, following what is sure to be an intense and a very interesting curated conversation with Indigenous women in activism at 6 o'clock. Melissa, thanks so much for coming and sharing with us this morning and talking. Anything else you want to add before we close?
Nope. I mean, just keep your eyes open for sort of these more curated conversations. We're hoping that this is the first iteration of Indigenous activism and hope to continue these throughout the next couple years.
Okay, so you'll come back and see us.
Yes.
All right, thanks very much. Melissa Shaganoff is the Anchorage Museum Curator of Contemporary Indigenous Art and Culture. It is 8:38 on the Morning Line program with Counting Crows, Justin Towns Earl, and more still to come.
Are you helping the Russians disrupt the political process? Several popular Facebook pages geared towards Native Americans are tied to Russian sources. Also, High Country News explores why Native Americans continue to struggle finding adequate housing both on and off the reservation. Join us for our news roundup on the next Native America Calling.
Native America Calling is heard weekday mornings at 9 on KMBA, Alaska's Native Voice.